I think people think of finance in the wrong terms. They think of it as making money or getting rich. I think that when you think about finance, you should think about financing activities. So if you want a hospital in your community, you have to finance it. If you want better schools or you want a college, you've got to finance it. Or if you have some purpose, you have a religion or church or mosque or whatever that you want to support, they need financing. Anything that we have as our big purposes involves us in finance. To me, what we have to do is democratize finance. We have to expand it so that it manages the risks and goals of everyone. The world is getting much better. The economic growth, especially in the emerging countries, is wonderful, and it's because of financial modernization.
You talk in your book about the great illusion or the widespread belief that those in finance are only out to pad their own pockets.
Well, people love to criticize people in finance. When they make movies about financiers, they're always evil. I think it's just part of our culture, you know. It's because they make so much money. We don't feel very sympathetic to them. I think that moral commitments took some beating in the boom that preceded the recent recession. This tends to happen, you know, like everyone's doing it. They're issuing mortgages, for example, to homeowners that really can't afford it. We're not telling the truth that, you know, home prices could fall and then you would be ruined. And it tends to happen when people think everyone else is doing it, so I have to do it too. And now we're in a period after the crisis of retrenchment and thinking, was this moral? But I think it will self-correct.
What lessons did we learn from the crisis? How do we ensure we won't be facing another anytime soon?
Well, we will have another financial crisis. That's because it's like saying airplanes crash and ships sink. That's part of doing business and being alive and active, that there will be mistakes and accidents. But I certainly don't want to defend everything that happened. But I don't think that it's black and white as people think, that finance is evil. And it's really necessary because people are sometimes evil, sometimes good. We have to have a system that allows them to do things on their own. And some of them are going to get in trouble, and some of them are going to do bad things. But if we work on improving the system, it will be more of a force for good in the future.
You talk in the book about needing more policies that encourage philanthropy, protecting against the concentration of too much economic power. To some, that might sound like wealth redistribution and not mesh with their idea of capitalism.
Well, I think that philanthropy is essential to capitalism because it produces huge fortunes for some people, and you kind of have to give it away because you can't consume it. You can only drive one car at a time. You can only sleep in one house at a time. If you own 20 houses, you're going to have to go between them. It's kind of silly, right? So I think that if anyone is thoughtful about what is the career that they have, if you make a lot of money, you should give it away. And that should be part of our culture.
So, what do you see in the years ahead? Are you optimistic finance will lead to the good society?
I think it's been amazing what finance has done. They've created wealth around the world. Right now, this half century will be this half century when people in poverty all over the world, not everywhere, I suppose, but much of the world will come into modern civilization where they have good health care, they have good education, they have opportunities to travel and be part of the modern world. This is amazing, and it's because of financial modernization. We have to continue that.